حرمت عليكم أمهاتكم وبناتكم وأخواتكم وعماتكم وخالاتكم وبنات الأخ وبنات الأخت وأمهاتكم اللاتي أرضعنكم وأخواتكم من الرضاعة وأمهات نسائكم وربائبكم اللاتي في حجوركم من نسائكم اللاتي دخلتم بهن فلا جناح عليكم وحلائل أبنائكم الذين من أصلابكم وأن تجمعوا بين الأختين إلا ما قد سلف إن الله كان غفورا رحيما.
Forbidden to you are your mothers and your daughters and your sisters and your father's sisters and your mother's sisters and brothers' daughters and sisters' daughters and your foster mothers who have given you suck and your foster sisters and the mothers of your wives and your stepdaughters who are your wards being born of your wives to whom you have gone in. But if you have not gone in unto them, there is no blame on you, and the wives of your sons that are from your loins. And it is forbidden for you to have two sisters together in marriage, except what has already passed. Surely Allah is most forgiving, ever merciful.
وأحل لكم ما وراء ذلكم أن تبتغوا بأموالكم محصنين غير مسافحين فما استمتعتم به منهن فآتوهن أجورهن فريضة ولا جناح عليكم فيما تراضيتم به من بعد الفريضة إن الله كان عليما حكيما.
And forbidden to you are married women, except such as your right hands possess. This has Allah enjoined on you. And allowed to you are those beyond that, that you seek them by means of your property, marrying them properly and not committing fornication. And for the benefit you receive from them, give them their dowries, as fixed, and there is no blame on you what you do by mutual agreement after the fixing of the dowry. Surely Allah is all-knowing, wise.
وَمَن لَّمْ يَسْتَطِعْ مِنكُمْ طَوْلًا أَن يَنكِحَ الْمُحْصَنَاتِ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ فَمِمَّا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ فتياتكم المؤمنات والله أعلم بإيمانكم بعضكم من بعض فانكحوهن بإذن أهلهن وآتوهن أجورهن بالمعروف محصنات غير مسافحات ولا متخذات أخدان فإذا فإن أتينا بفاحشة فعليهن نصف ما على المحصنات من العذاب ذلك لمن خشي العنت منكم وَأَن تَصْبِرُوا خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ
And whoso of you cannot afford to marry free believing women, let him marry what your right hands possess, namely your believing handmaids. And Allah knows your faith best. You are all from one another, so marry them with the leave of their masters, and give them their dowries according to what is fair, they being chaste, not committing fornication, nor taking secret paramours. And if after they are married they are guilty of lewdness, they shall have half the punishment prescribed for free married women. This is for him among you who fears lest he should commit sin. And that you restrain yourselves is better for you, and Allah is most forgiving, merciful.